Praise be Jesus and Mary. This Sunday's Gospel passage is actually a continuation of last Sunday's Gospel. And if you read the other synoptic Gospels that recount this story, they portray a people ready to make Jesus a king, you know, after he performed the miracle of the loaves and fishes. They don't understand that his kingdom, wasn't of this world. And the situation must have been quite disturbing for two reasons. First, Jesus sent his apostles off to the other side of the Sea of Galilee without him. Perhaps he feared that they would get caught up in the worldliness of the people's misguided excitement. Secondly, after Jesus was able to get away from the crowd, he went off to a lonely place to pray, and the apostles found themselves in a boat on their own on the Sea of Galilee, a body of water well known for its intense, sudden, and dangerous storms. We see how Jesus doesn't abandon them in their hour of need. We all experience storms in our lives, temptation, failure, difficulties, trials, and tribulations are a normal part of our earthly existence. So to seek an easy and comfortable life without the challenge of difficulties isn't too realistic. Many times people think that God is unfair, so they stop going to church and even stop praying altogether. Recall Jesus said that we would have to take up our cross, follow him. They seem to think that, being religious is a ticket to a life free of any problems at all. But, God never said that this life would be easy. However, through his cross, Jesus gives meaning to suffering, and he gives his grace, gives us the grace to overcome, the challenges of life. This Sunday's Gospel reminds us not to go it alone. All too often we become, completely discouraged when trials and tribulations batter against the boat of life. We become so blinded by the difficulty that we think that God has abandoned us, and so many of us are afraid. Past failures and present disappointments keep us frozen in time, unable to move on, to a better life. We must never be afraid of failure, because success can only be achieved by taking risk. The trick is not to focus on the past. Instead, we must look forward with hope, to a new beginning, placing all of our confidence in Jesus and Mary. Never taking our eyes off of our Lord like St. Peter did. Our Lord reassures us, take courage, it is I, you know, do not be afraid. You know, we need to see God in the middle of the storm. You know, it may take some time for the storm to subside, but God is there, you know, he's always present. But it's only through the eyes of faith, you know, that we can see the loving presence of God in the middle of the storm. When we forget God through self-sufficiency and independence, you know, we sink just like St. Peter did. But with God's help, we know that our Lord assures us all things are possible.